Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is D&K Bible Break live on Blog Talk Radio. And hopefully everyone's having a good evening. We just want to say thank yous for all those that are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, those that called in at 845-277-9094. Me and Kay just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. We have another great show with another great topic lined up for you tonight. First and foremost, we want to give honor to the God who's the head of our lives. Also, we want to say thank you to my sponsors, Pizza Hut, the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, Brentwood Publishing, Finish Line, and also Pepsi. And with that being said, I want to say, again, good afternoon for all those that are listening to us, and good afternoon to Miss Kay. You there, Kay?
I'm here. Good evening.
And with everybody saying good evening to everybody, I'm going to turn it over to Kay. She want to say a few words, and she's going to get us started right into the D&K Bible Break right here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Can you open us up in prayer, and then I'll start.
I was going to do that after you got done doing your announcements. But yeah, Heavenly Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for putting us together one more time, Father God. Father God, that we're not seen, but your word is seen, Father God. Father God, give us the wisdom and the knowledge rightly to break down your word, Father God. And Father God, the listeners to hear your word, Father God. Father God, we all know that this is just a something that you gave to us to try to help us and also try to help other people, Father God. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So I do have a special announcement that I wanted to share with you all tonight. I have some great women of God that will be doing a Zoom affair this Saturday, July 25th at 10 a.m. So it is a Zoom affair. You can download the Zoom app. You can go to zoom.com. We'll have some great speakers who will be leading us in prayer. Miss Georgia Barker, Evangelist Sonia Morgan, and Miss Carole Peterson. These are great women of God. And it's recognizing and accepting your purpose. So I don't want anybody to miss out on it this Saturday. The meeting ID number is 827-457-0120. Again, the meeting ID number is 827-457-0120. And the password that you're going to need is 592-427. Again, that's 592-427. And it's this Saturday, July 25th at 10 a.m., a Zoom affair, Power of Prayer event. All right, that's my announcement for today. And now I'm going to actually just open us up with the scripture, which I kind of felt that it was needed for the subject that we're going to be discussing tonight. So if you can turn in your Bibles to Genesis 2, I'm going to start at verse 22. So Genesis 2, second chapter, and the 22nd verse. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." So 4 out of 10 marriages are challenged by affairs. And more than half of the marriages in America, the good news is that they survive those affairs. Many believe once a cheater, always a cheater. Personally, I don't believe or agree with once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't agree with that statement, but I do believe that there are serial cheaters out there. There are many forms of cheating, and some cases can be a cry for help. So tonight we're going to touch on some of the things you may have experienced in your own situation, or you may know someone that may have experienced infidelity in their marriage. the thing about it, though, your spouse is supposed to be your refuge, your safe place, the person who you can trust more than anyone else in the world.
You're listening to The Sound.
All right. When we break our vows, we turn what's supposed to be God's gift into a nightmare. Adultery wreaks a special kind of destruction in the human heart. So we're going to be talking about infidelity, adultery on tonight. So my husband and I, I think our views are like on the opposite ends of the spectrum. So he believes one way, I believe another way. Somewhere along the line tonight, we're going to meet in the middle. But just listen, when you're listening in, if you haven't experienced it, praise God. If you have experienced it, then you kind of know where we're coming from. And prayerfully, no one else has to experience this. So I'm going to let my husband go ahead and open up with what he wants to say about this subject.
I just want to say, because it's kind of a touchy situation, and when you haven't experienced it through marriage, or you was in a relationship long before marriage and you was cheated on, it just hurts. That's just speaking from my personal experience. And then counseling over the years and working in shelters with battered women and working at a prison, and you see people go through, you see the hurt, I've actually felt it. Even though I wasn't the one that was causing it or wasn't the one that was receiving it, you just felt it. And it always bothers me as a man. How can you cheat? You make a vow to the Lord. Or if they didn't, I'm just talking strictly as a Christian man. I'm not talking about men who are not godly men. I'm just talking about godly men. And I know a lot of godly men who have cheated and continues to cheat. And one of the things that you heard Kay say, that we kind of disagree on some things, is once a cheat, always a cheat. And I just want to break this down, because I've seen a couple that I know long time, many years ago, and you know, there was some infidelity, you know, in the relationship. And it only was one time. But in that one time, over the next 20 years, there's been certain issues and things would come up. It was like every time that issue would come up or situation would come, that person would have to relive that all over again. Even though physically there was no cheating, when something comes up, you always come home at 8 o'clock, but you didn't come home at 8 o'clock, and the reason you didn't come home, and then you was cheating. Every time you're late coming home, even though you say you have forgave or whatever your reason may be, it to me, and it's just my opinion, and I'm not no scholar on this or anything, it reopens wounds as if it was all over again, as if it was just yesterday that it has happened. So when I say once a cheat, always a cheat, if you do it one time, you're giving your mate, has to live with it, has to deal with it. And we're only human. And I'm not saying that we're super spiritual, that you can't get over it, that you can't forgive it. But in situations, you have to relive that thing over and over and over again. And just my opinion, I think whether you're man or female, once you give yourself to your spouse, that's it. There is no more. That's it. And I should be able to take that to the grave with me. Now, we're going to have fights. We're going to have disagreements. We're going to have a lot. But that sacred vow that you have, that's something you should be able to take. Now, I'm not saying people can't mess up. I'm not saying they cannot be forgiven. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it is not as easy as 1, 2, 3, okay, I forgive you, move on. Or once I say I forgive you, I don't have to relive it over and over again, because you never know what may trigger that spark, and life happens. So in saying that, and I don't want to go too fast tonight, I just want to really take our time tonight, because we saw a lot of celebrities, even though they're not godly people, you know, the Will and Jada thing, and that whole, is to me, is just it makes marriage look like a joke. And then, you know, when you think about it, the rumors you hear, I don't know what's true, what's not true. All I know is not of God. And to hear them talk about it, it just, to me, it just makes it seem like marriage is a joke. But you saw hurt in people's face when that infidelity is talked about. You just see it. And that's basically where I'm going to stand on this. That, you know, I don't, like I said, just by my experiences through counseling people, talking to people, and then I'm going to say this. This is where I'm going to get in trouble at, especially when it comes to the female aspect of it, because I know personally right now, I don't never want to judge nobody's walk, but I just know a lot of females who I know, and they know that they're being cheated on, and it's okay with them. And when I say it's okay with them, they're not going to leave. They may seem to be struggling. They may seem to be hurt, whatever the reason may be. But to me, it seems like a lot of males and females are I don't know. It's like they settle when they don't have to settle. And that's just my opinion. They settle and they don't have to settle.
Okay. To add to that, just because you forgive an unfaithful spouse today, that doesn't mean that everything goes back to normal tomorrow. So that's not what that means. You have to work at it. They have to build that trust back. It's not something that's like an overnight thing. So I do understand when your point is once a cheater, always a cheater. And the reason I disagree with that is, like I said before, you do have some people who are serial cheaters. They got a problem. They're selfish. They worrying about themselves. I'm not talking about those people because I know they do exist.
Work.
I'm talking about somebody who genuinely is asking their spouse to forgive them for something that they did. They're repentive and they're truly sorry. And not only in words are they sorry, but in action. They make
right.
sure they check in, look, I'm going over here, or look, I'm doing this. They want to make sure that their spouse is comfortable with what they're doing, and they're trying to build their trust back. So personally, I feel that if that person can forgive them, then, hey, go for it. Y'all talk to God about it. If y'all decide to go forward, go forward. If y'all decide not to, that's between y'all and God. So I don't think the once a cheater, always a cheater. You got to give some room for somebody who made a bad decision, made a bad choice, who was thinking about themselves, being selfish. We all are selfish at one point. We may not go to that extent, but we all are selfish from time to time. So I don't know. Once a cheater, always a cheater. No. Go ahead.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and it's very true. People can find forgiveness and move on from a situation. And very rare do you see that happen, but, you know, it happens. But what I'm saying is for the person who was cheated on, for that person to forgive, and like I said, that's between them and God. If they can do it, fine. But I just know that they're – it's just not no 1, 2, 3 steps, and that's it, and it's over with, because it's going to be in the back of their mind. Now, I know people say once you forgive. Realistically, things happen.
But you try,
and all what
right.
I'm saying.
Just like every day, though, you got to make a decision to let your flesh die daily. We all do that daily. So you got to stay in the present in a situation like that. You can't keep looking back. If you're trying to build towards the future, you can't keep looking back at the wrong that was in the past, because you're not going to make it if you keep doing that.
No, and I agree with you. I mean, you're right. But what I'm saying is, and it's just to cover the base, once a cheat, always, because regardless how the individual responds, whether they respond forgiving and moving on with ever looking back again, that's fine. But if they have issues with certain things that's fine too, because of the person that caused it. They may not have meant it, and they may not have wanted to do it, but you're causing, and it's an individual base, and it's based on that individual. I don't know how much I can take until I go through it, so I can't sit up here and say, this is what I would do, because I don't know. I like to think I would know what I would do, but you don't know until you're in that position. But I've seen a lot of people, and not just, I know we're going to keep it with marriages and everything, because I believe that's sacred. I believe that's the one area that I believe that should be, you know, pure. Not to say everyone is perfect and people do make mistakes, but if a person struggles or a person because of my ignorance, my misjudgment, my bad taste, if I cause you, now you could be strong today, tomorrow, but because of what I've done that hurt, it may take 20 years to heal. It may take 20 days. I don't know that. But at the same point, you're right, when that person has to be there for that person that he hurt. Because if he hurt you, he has to be there to deal with all of the pain. And in that area, I don't care how long it could be. It could be 30 years. If that's what it takes, and then that's what it is. Because we don't know the scenarios, and we can say forgive, but sometimes when you forgive someone, there's a lot of therapy, there's a lot of work that has to go into that. And when I say that is, that means that person may relive that 7-8 more times over the next 30 years. That's not that person's fault, because that person didn't do that. That's the person that did. They got to deal with that. They have to live with that hurt. So when I say once a cheat, always, yeah, because you did it. You didn't. You put that scar there. Now you have to stay there and man up. And regardless of what the situation may be, regardless if you don't think she's forgiving you or you did it a long time ago, you did that. And because you did, this is the consequences for your actions. So you can't say, okay, you cheat. Oh, it's a one-time thing and it's over with. Because for that person that was cheated on, It may be for that individual, but it may not be for that individual. That's not for me or for you or for anyone. That's between them, the two people, and their Lord. That's between them. And some people react differently. And that's all what I'm saying.
Well, it sounds like you're saying, like, if somebody get convicted of a crime and they go to prison, they did their time in prison, and when they get out, they still got to suffer the consequences of that crime that they did their time for and they paid their debt to society for. But when they get out of prison, they got to still suffer the consequences. Is that what you're saying?
In some case, in the real world and in the spiritual world, that's somewhat true. If you knew that the person that was cutting your grass was a thief, would you let them in? And you pay them to cut all they go to cut your grass. They come in your house to get some water, and they walk out, and next thing you know, you got something missing. You mean to tell me the thought process ain't going to think he was the man that cut the grass because of his past interest, because of his past? When you do something, I've made mistakes. Mistakes I've made, I got to deal with the mistakes I made. If people look at me and be like, oh, Derek talked too much, well, maybe I do talk too much. Or Derek, you know, if I stole something, oh, well, he do have sticky fingers. If I give that impression, regardless who forgave me, and I know the Lord has forgave me, you got to forgive yourself, but you cannot look at people and be like, okay, like, it didn't happen, or impossible.
Okay, but the thing about it, though, is when you're married to somebody, you're in an intimate relationship with that person. That's your go-to person. So if you can't trust that person, this is not an outsider. This is not somebody that's cutting your grass, or this is not that type of person. This is a person that you said your vows before God with. So I would think that you're going to do the person who cheated all that you can to mend that situation. And you're going to try to earn their trust back.
See, I'm going to step out on faith because I know me. And I know what I'm about to say is going to ruffle some feathers. but because I'm going to use myself as an example, I'm just going to put it out there. Yeah. We don't. What I'm saying is, when you talk the way you're talking, and I'm listening to your talking, everything that you're saying, you're right. I have no issues with anything that you're saying, but most men. Now I'm coming from a male standpoint of this. When they hear women talk like that, and they hear women talking the way that you talk, it gives them a license. Because now if I go out and I mess up, I can use every word you just said to everything that you just said is enough material for me to go out here and do what I want to do. And I have to come right back and throw it right back in your face, and you have to eat it like humble pie, like you ain't the one that...
If you don't do that, though, is that love?
What's that?
Are you showing love when you do that, though?
If you're taking
my words and you're using my words against is that love?
This is what I'm saying. Okay, well, look, I don't... Like, if you love something, there's different levels of this. And if you don't want to lose something, you do what you got to do. If you have to hit below the belt, sometimes you're going to hit below the belt. But what I'm saying is when you're saying what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, and you're coming across as, okay, they had some issues, he messed up, and if she wants to forgive him, she can forgive him. But at the same time, that sacred thing has been broke. Now, I'm not saying it can't be fixed, it can't be prepared. All what I'm saying is this. Is if you value yourself at a high standard, it's just not that easy. You just can't break me like this and then expect me, even though what you're saying is true, to say, okay, well, I'm going to forgive you. And a lot of men get with these women, and this is why a lot of women allow men to do what they want to do. I'm not saying all women. I'm saying a lot of women. You know women, I know women. That allow their man to do whatever they want to do. And regardless of the reason, they got to stay there and they got to take it. But psychologically, they're messed up. You and I both know they're messed up. And that's what I'm saying. If it happened one time, okay, one time you fix it, you move on, you don't even know nothing else about it. That's fine. It happens like that sometimes. But a lot of times, in majority of cases that I see with women and men, no. And the women who sound, and I'm just going to say it because it's you, it sounds like, okay, well, you're giving men a license because we know you're not going to go nowhere because you're in love with us. We already know that. And once a man hook a woman, it's really a wrap. That man can do anything he wants to do. Now, these men, and when I say it, because a lot of the men I know are in church, but what makes me mad about it and what makes me different from most men is I feel that women are equal to men. Now, I'm going somewhere. When I feel equal, you're equal. A woman can run a household just as well as a man. A lot of people don't agree with it. A lot of people don't like it. But from my personal experience, I've seen it. Okay, you may lack in some areas, but okay, you overcompensated in other areas. So, you know, this is what I'm saying. So when you sound like that and you sound what you're sounding like, it's very easy for men to get with these women, give them the world, and then go out and do what they want to do on the side and come back, oh, I ain't going to do it again. Oh, it was a mistake, whatever reason. And women are more forgiving than men. And I'm just going to say it like this, keep it, regardless what the situation was, there's no cause for that. There's no reason for that. There's no reason for me to go lay up with another. There's no reason. I can give you 110 different fights I've had with my wife that, oh, well, you should go cheat. If I want to put it in my brain like that, but at the end of the day, when I look at it as being equal, I don't want that feeling to happen on me. And if I don't want it to happen on me, I definitely don't want it to happen on her. But if you put me in a corner and you're, you know, oh, I can do whatever I want to do because you ain't going nowhere because I got you tied up financially. You ain't going nowhere because you got these kids. You're not going nowhere. So now all this stuff is in men's head. And if they got any kind of spiritual sense, they're going to use that to their good. And that's all what I'm saying. And it sounds like to me you want to let them off the hook because we got to forgive them. And then, oh, you don't know what they were going through. No, I don't know what they were going through. But I know the same vows that I took, the same vows that I said before the Lord, they said it too. And if you don't look at a woman as an equal and you feel like you're more superior to them, then that gives you a license to go do what you want to do. And it doesn't work like that. And a lot of men don't want to hear that.
But, you know, the forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. The forgiveness is for that person to move on with their life. It's for them
okay.
to be able to have peace and sleep. It's for them. They're not doing it for the other person.
I agree with you. You know, and that to a certain point, when you're talking about any other thing except infidelity, I agree with you. When it comes to infidelity, that's something that's very sacred. Now, I'm not going to try to act like I'm a novice at this because I'm not. I'm just speaking this from the heart. So I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, as a man, in order, and like I said, when I got married, my brother's couple of questions my brother asked me. And these questions is based upon moving forward and doing it the right way or the wrong way. And if you're going to do it the right way, then do it the right way. You know what? Don't do anything that you wouldn't want your woman doing to you. If you're going to go out there and you're going
to
be a big flirt, let your wife be a big flirt. But the thing about that is this, though.
If you don't want it done to you, then you shouldn't do it to anybody else. That's a given. The husband is supposed to love their wife like Christ loved the church. So if they're being a representation of Christ and they're loving their wife in that way, then they're not walking according to what the words say anyway. So they got a lot of things to do. And when I say, I don't mean just put it on men. It can go both ways because women cheat too. So I don't mean to just make it a man thing.
We're
going to
get there. I'm going to get to the women in a minute because I know some of them
If you don't want it done to you, then you, of course, you shouldn't be doing it to the person that you say you love. That's a given.
But the point you're missing is this, and I'm just saying this because the way you make forgiveness seem, you're right. Scripture, you're coming at, you're right. The way you're saying it, you're right. I have no issues with anything because what you're saying is the word. Now, here we come with we're not talking about finances. We're not talking about friendships. We're not talking about relatives. We're not talking about kids. We're talking about something very sacred between a man and a woman. And you can have financial problems. You could mess up friend. All that stuff is a given. And when it comes to forgiveness, you're right on the money. Now, when you come to a place where you're supposed to have that with that person, and all what I'm saying is, if the way that you're talking, if a lot of other men hear that, I have a license to do it at least one time. And I know she's going to forgive me, and we'll work it out. And that's
well, I'm
what
sure
I'm
you
saying.
I want to try and see. That's for
well,
sure.
No, first of all, to even say that, I'm not going to put my position because that, before it even gets to you, is to the Lord. And I don't want to be in trouble with the Lord like that because when you do that, you could catch, that could be fatal. I'm not playing that. So I don't put myself in that position. But at the same time, I hear men and I talk to men and even some of the few women that I talk to that do cheat is because they know, A, the man ain't going nowhere. That's number one. He's not going nowhere.
So,
or the woman
so
ain't
you're
going
saying
nowhere.
That could be a reason why somebody is cheating is because they know they spouse ain't going to go nowhere so they can treat them like crap.
First of all, when you paint the picture the way that you're painting the picture, and I'm just saying, and most women is going to agree with what you're saying, and that's fine. I'm just telling you as a man, and I'm speaking as a man in this position that I'm in. Or it could be reversed, a woman, because women do it too. If you know that you got your husband or you know you got your spouse, your wife, you know you got them. you know they need you in order to make it next week, next month, next year. And you didn't put all your love into that. You didn't put it all into that. And now to hear you say, oh, I'm going to have to forgive them and move on as if it was like wasting $100.
No, because you're making it seem like forgiveness is something that's like, oh, okay, you did that. All right, I forget. It's not that simple. This is a process that would have to be worked out. It's not something
okay.
that's going to be overnight. So if you divorce or you go your separate ways, you still have to forgive for yourself.
You're right, and I'm not saying that you don't. What I'm saying is this. I know males and females who cheat, who have cheated one time or 1,000 times. It really doesn't matter. And what I'm saying is the reason they did it, the reason they felt comfortable with it, is because at the end result, there was no consequence. Oh, yeah, they had to work on them. They had to do all what you said, the work and all of that. But at the end of the day, in his mind or her mind, they knew they wasn't going nowhere. And that's the thing that bothers me with Christians is the fact that we can do something, hurt someone like that, and because they're supposed to forgive us, and because they're supposed to move, okay, now it's her problem, not mine. She didn't say she forgave me,
okay.
So
you
and so
made it
quit.
Seem like that they a doormat or something, like they could just keep getting walked on. There's going to be a day when it's going to be like, okay, you played me, I'm done.
You're right.
Believe me, as a woman, and I can speak for myself, I can't speak for all women. You think you playing me? Okay. You think you got this house on lock and you the one that's running the show? Okay, I can show you better than I can tell you. I will be racking up my paper on the side and I will be gone. I've done it before, so that's why I can speak from experience. So you may think that it's all nice and, oh, she ain't going nowhere and she going to forgive me and I can keep walking over her. They're going to get tired, whether it's a man or a woman. They're going to get tired and they're going to be like, deuces. So I'm not trying to make it seem like whoever the person is that decides to stay in that situation is going to just stay there and keep getting poo-pooed on. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, I am saying if you decide to forgive that person, then you need to work on it together, get some counseling, talk to the Lord. Y'all need to work on it together if you decide to stay. And there's nothing wrong with forgiving somebody and deciding to stay.
You make it seem like there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that forgiveness is, you know, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to forgive. But what I'm saying is, this is why there's so many women that's messed up in the head now. Because they was with a joker who messed with them emotionally, psychologically, and mentally. And it just don't go for women. It goes for men, too, who are messed up psychologically. Because you took something that was pure, tainted now. Now, these women are going around doing all this other type of stuff because of what some man then did. And regardless whether you stacking up doing this or doing that, however long it is, what I'm saying is if you know your value is this high, my thing is I'm not going to be somewhere where my value is going to be depreciative. Not for one second, not for one moment, because life is too short and God is too good to leave me with someone who's going to take something that's sacred And I'm gonna use the word piss on it, and then sit back and act like, okay, now she gotta forgive me. Knowing that you have connections, you're running, you want to call running your household a business, however you want to put it, and then you mess up, and you're supposed to just walk away, and sit back. And this is what men do. They do it. I see God. They do it all the time. And because of the woman. And the conversation come to me, well, you know, I messed up, you know, 10 years ago. Well, okay, well, she's still dealing with that. You made a vow before God that you were going to honor this woman. You were going to take care of this woman. And you didn't. So regardless of how she acted 10 years later, That's not her problem. That's your fault. If she's tripping, that's your fault because you did that. You made the sound decision to do that. You made the sound decision to marry her. You made the sound decision to put that ring on. You made that decision before the Lord, and now you go mess up and then sit back and act like everything is okay. I've seen too many people, too many women especially, messed up in the head because of what some joker did to them because they went around and messed around on them. And it's not cool. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't forgive them and you shouldn't try to work it out. Derek is not saying that at all. All what I'm saying is a real man don't do that. Real men, you do it one time too many, because now you done messed up a woman. A woman that gives everything. I have a woman, and I can only speak for mine, who gives me everything. So what do I look like going out here tampering with something when I have everything that I want? That's going to mess her up psychologically. She may not want to admit it. It just does. Now, there are some women who are strong and can get over it. I get it, but they're still a messed up. People putting on these masks and parading around like they're okay, and they're not. And all you got to do is watch them. Not even watch them, watch the kids. And to see how they react, it's not right. And then we have these celebrities and superstars going around with open marriages and doing this and doing that. Yeah, I don't care what no one says. I think Will Smith is a great actor, but that was hurt on his face. I don't care what you can tell. That man was hurt. And don't no man wants to see that. And just like no man wants to see no woman. Well, regardless whether he did or whether he did, the thing about a man that has a woman that's taking care of a family, that's sacred.
But the thing about it with that situation, though, if it was flipped, it was him cheating and blah, I don't think you would be feeling that same way. She was hurt. I don't even think it would be a conversation. It would have been like he would have got kudos for him.
First of all, no, that's not true because I'm old school man, and I'm one of the traditional old school men. And about you got one wife, you treat that wife like a queen. That's just there. I can't speak for anybody else. I saw the hurt in his face. And as a man, we're using that as an example. And as far as what we know, and as we've grown up in church and we've seen people in church have these same type of affairs, and especially with the men in the church who think they can have these affairs and get away with it because of regardless of whatever their wife did or ain't doing, or she ain't doing this or she ain't doing that, and feel more comfortable over here. I've seen it all. So when I say I've seen it all on both ends, men and women, because there's some women out here who hot in the pants that's in the church too. Now, you got to realize, before I got married and being a minister and a pastor, every church I went to, I had women throwing themselves on me. And it wasn't like, it ain't nothing like a woman from the church. Ain't no difference than a freak out there in the street. And I just know that from experience. So when I say both hands goes both ways, hurt is hurt. When you make that vow, I don't care if you're a male or a female, it's going to hurt. It's not easy. And I'm not going to sit up here and act like and give you a magic antidote to be like, oh, if you do this and do this, you're going to be okay, because it's not okay. I know some men today who look strong on the outside but weak because they wiped and cheated on them. Some of them committed suicide because of that hurt. They couldn't take it. So I'm not going to sit up here and act like when someone gets cheated on, like it's okay and it's all cool and in a few moments or you fix it up and it's going to be okay. It will, because the Lord, you know, you can do all things through Christ. And there's some people that I know that have been healed and moved on and don't look back, and that's good. But there's a lot of cases that's not like that, a lot of them. And because a man and men mess up women all the time, I'm just going to keep it real, mess them up in the head where these women are not too stable. Their value is low. Their value is very low. They'll accept anything as long as someone is offering it. That's why these men come up in these churches and run through these women like it ain't nothing, and these women is okay with it. And I ain't talking about worldly women. I'm talking about women that know the word. Because a man know how to quote a scripture and know how to pray a little bit and know how to go to church every now and then to make it look like he's a good man. But if that man ain't praying, if that man ain't on his knees, if that man ain't trying to make that woman his queen on Sunday just as well as on Monday, on Friday, if he's not doing it, then I question, what is he there for? And now you have all these women groups that are going around in the church, you know, looking for dating for this and dating for that. And the Bible tells you a man, he that findeth the wife findeth the good thing. He's supposed to come looking for you, not the other way around. And because every man that walks in the church got some Stacey Adams on, don't necessarily mean that he's a good man. And just because he know a little bit of word or cliche or whatever, there's a lot of work that goes on along with this. And it's not that simple. But a lot of women say what you just said, use the scripture you just used, and when you put that out there, it gives every man the interpretation, I got one free cheat. She ain't going nowhere. I'm not saying that's what Derek feels. I'm not saying that's what I feel. But that's what it is.
But how can you cheat when you're supposed to be a child of God? Where's your mind? That's not nothing of God. That's your flesh.
Wow.
And it ain't nothing godly about that. Nothing godly.
Okay, well, are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not surprised by it.
All you got to do is look at the men.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. It is a shame. Because men have been playing on women from day one. Men have been playing on women. I'm going to just be honest with you. And I don't really ain't got time to go into it, but one day I preached about Adam and Eve. Adam was a weak man. And today we got a lot of weak men who play mind games with women because they're weak. And I'm going to be honest with you, it go to mama issues. It's mama issues. And when I say it's mama issues, it's mama issues. Adam was weak in the garden when he should have told Eve when she ate of that apple. He didn't have to take a bite. Eve did it first. He didn't have to do it. But he wanted to be a punk and want to follow up under a woman, and that's exactly what happened. He fell up under that woman. So now when you get men out here in the streets going around from women to women to women because they don't know how to treat no women, because they don't know how to treat their mama, because, number one, there ain't no daddy in there. Ain't no real man in there to teach them how to be a man. And when a real man do come in there, you being too hard, you doing want to make them softies. That's why there's no real men here. To me, that's just that simple. Now, you can call me crazy. You can say, Derek, when you come to that conclusion, life has taught me that. There's very few real men, very few. A lot of these men are punks, period. And they play that game with women. And when I see it, it blows my mind. And I'm not putting no one out on blast. But I can just look around the circle of people that I see in my family and not in my family, and I just look at the woman, and I see the type of man they got. And you just keep rolling from there and keep rolling and rolling and rolling. Then you wonder why. Then when the situations come up, these men are punks. I had a situation, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. There were two men that was pulled that could have helped an elderly woman, but this man, being a little punk on his phone, going to hurry up and get in the car and leave and not help. And to me, it's like, wow. And I ain't talking about no little 20-year-old man either. And just because you can make a bunch of kids don't necessarily make you a man. And just going to leave. Hurry up and get in the car and leave. And it was his relative that needed the help. And you mean to tell me that ain't a punk move for a man? And then when you look about it and you think about it, and like I said, I don't want to put everybody's business in the street. They got all these kids, and the only thing they know how to do is make a baby. But they don't know how to raise them. They don't know how to teach them how to be a man. So I really don't, when it comes to this type of subject or topic, I'm really a loner on this. There's a few men out there that are real men. They know what I'm talking about. But you put this in women's head, and you want to use it because you got some issues. And everybody want to use excuse, well, he liked this, or he liked that, or he got this going, or he got that going. Well, you know, I had some issues growing up, too. My father wasn't always in the house. Yeah, he made a point to be present. He made a point to do what he had to do to get what he had to do. He made a, but even if he didn't make that point, would it have made a difference in my life? I believe because I have brothers. I believe because of I just know because of the type of man I am. I'm not going to be no punk man. Now, you can call me a punk about a lot of things. Because I pray, all right, I'll be a punk. Because I can fall on my knees and pray and turn it over to Jesus, then I'll be all of that. But when it comes to raising my family, my boy, there's nothing punk about Derek or my boys. Now, they got some issues we working on with them, too, right now, but they know how I feel about the situation. So I can use my boys as an example because they know I'm not raising no punk boys. Even though some of them got some situations going on right now, and, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit it, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. That's why.
All right,
I said it.
I want to read this scripture, Proverbs 6:32. It says, "He who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself." So, with everything that you said, if someone, male or female, is cheating, they ain't got no sense anyway. And the bottom line is they're destroying themselves. So they're the ones that's headed for self-destruction. It's not the person that's being cheated on. So and at the end of the day, they're going to be the ones to suffer the consequences because they may lose that good thing that they had. So they're going to be the ones suffering the consequences. It may look like they winning or they getting over, but at the end of the day, you're not going to win. So I don't care how foolish it sounds when somebody wants to forgive somebody or it don't make sense and they being insecure and their self-esteem is low. Okay, guess what? That person that's doing the cheating, they're destroying themselves. And that's what the scripture says right there. That's unto their own body. They're destroying their own body when they do that. They're defiling their own body.
I'm not disputing the scripture. I mean, the scripture says what it says. And I'm not saying that a woman is weak when they take a man back. What I'm saying is the man then played on the woman so much that the fact he didn't wore her down.
But at the end of the day, they're playing themselves.
Of course.
They may think they're playing the woman, but they're playing themselves.
The thing about what you say, you're 100% right. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of women out there that's been played. And a man can go from woman to woman to woman, house to house to house, and a woman will take him in. And even though he jacked up and messed up, that's what happens. Now, is he winning in my eyesight, in most real men's eyesight? No, because he a joker. And we call him a joker. But from the pulpit, sometimes you can't really call him a joker because – you know, he with this woman, and maybe she can pray, and that's where all that comes in at. I'm calling all that out the closet right now. You know, it don't take all that. It don't take all. I mean, the Lord, in some areas, he'll work with you, he'll fix you. But if you didn't went from relationship to relationship to relationship, something wrong. And now all of a sudden, this one is supposed to be
the one. You're not being sincere. You want to do that. That's what you're choosing to do. If you want to be a person that keeps, you're choosing to do that, and that's who you want to be. That's going to be asking for forgiveness. They're going to keep it moving.
Well, what about,
they don't care about being forgiven.
Right. So what about the women that keep forgiving these same jokers who keep doing it over? I ain't talking about the one time. I'm talking about the one that's consistently that's doing it. Consistently. You know it and I know it. And that's the thing that I'm going to call out there because you know some men that's doing some dirt. But the women, they got to get tight with until they get fed up with it. Okay, well, who? That would bother me the most. They're soaked to see.
But you can't make somebody leave a relationship. They have to be willing to do that themselves. You can want them to do it all day long. You can say it don't make sense. You can say they stupid for staying in it. But guess what? At the end of the day, they're not going to leave until they're ready to leave. Because if they're not ready to leave, they're going to keep going back.
That's just going on that.
Some people, and just give them positive encouragement and pray for them. You can't make them step away from what they're
ready. I'm gonna make you say, so how can you give someone some positive on something that is?
You build them up. You let them know that they're important. You let them know they are fearfully and wonderfully made. You got to let them know what the Bible says about them and keep encouraging them. You know, show them different ways, like of something romantic or so. I don't know. Just show them different ways of how things could be other than the situation that they're in.
You know, a long time ago, people and
you just be there
I didn't agree with
it
then.
For them.
Right, be there for them. Right, long time ago, people used to say this. Well, keep praying for them because God gonna get them one day, and that one day be 20 years and going through the same thing they've been going through. You know, this thing with a relationship with Christ is a 1-on-1 thing. Either you got it or you don't. If you have it. And this is, I'm just going to put this out there.
But
I know I have a relationship. But wait a minute.
Okay, but look.
Wait a minute.
If God gave
about,
us on
but,
us that quick, we would be jacked up. We would be headed straight to hell. So, come on now. You got to, if you're a child of God, you got to do what the scriptures say. God ain't telling
ain't
you to stay in no mess. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you that God says stay in a mess and let somebody keep walking over you
so
like a doormat or doing anything like
that. You're going to encourage somebody that's in a situation that you know, and we know some people that's in some trifling situation. So you want me
I'm
to sit back and encourage
person.
The person.
I'm speaking life to that person. I'm speaking life to that person so that one day maybe it will click and they will recognize I'm better than this. I'm speaking to that individual. I can't do nothing
you know,
about this situation because they're going to stay in it until they're ready.
First of all, sometimes the truth, and when the truth hurts, sometimes you make decisions. And just, we're talking about marriage. Just sometimes my wife has to come up and tell me something that I don't want to hear. Now, I can take it two ways. I could be offended by it, argue with it, and then start telling her stuff about stuff I don't like, or I can accept it, even though it hurt because it was the truth, and try to fix it. And it don't take all day to try to fix something when the truth is being spoken. And some of these males and some of these females in some jacked up situations, the truth of the matter is they ain't going to tell you to leave, they ain't going to tell you to stay. I'm going to tell you, if your spouse is running around dipping and dabbing, and you know he's dipping and dabbing. A, you're putting yourself in danger. B, you're putting your family in danger. And C, you're going to mess yourself up psychologically. That's the truth of the situation. Ain't about you being fearfully and wonderfully. We know that.
You're going to close the door to that person, and they're not going to open up and tell you anything. You're going to close that door. So the best thing to do is keep that door open so at least you can be giving them some positive light. Once you close it and you say something that they don't like and you're going against their relationship, even though they know their relationship is jacked up, they're going to shut the door on you. And that's not what you want.
First of all, there's a scripture, and I don't know where it's at, where it says shake the dust off your feet. After you tell someone something, you shake the dust off your feet. Ain't about them opening up. It's about telling the truth. And for so long, this is what happened to people, especially black people. We don't learn how to tell the truth.
When you're dealing with people, though.
About,
just like you said.
It's not about
on,
compassion.
What you just said, you know, they have psychological issues that it messes with their mind. You do have to show compassion because if you coming at them the wrong way, you can cause more problems. So you do have
First
to
of
be
all,
compassionate in your delivery
not,
when you're talking to somebody in that situation.
The truth is the truth. You're right. I've been compassionate, but now you want a baby. Ain't it about babying. It's about telling the truth. The truth will set
it's
people free.
Baby.
And a lot of these.
You'll be so true in love, though. You can
babying.
Do it in a better way. It's not babying. That's
well,
not babying.
We've been doing it and seeing where it's leading, and it ain't helping nobody. Because these women are still struggling trying to find a man, and these men are running around acting like little punks. And that's why you got so many.
Anyway, that's why. That's out of order. You shouldn't be out. They shouldn't be out trying to find a man. That's the problem.
I said that in
the
beginning.
And if you were telling God, you know you shouldn't be out looking for a man. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I agree.
But you know they do it. But they do it.
I,
And then when they find one, they bring the worst person that they can possibly be, and he has signs of the last brother that he was with. The only thing is a little bit different. Only thing that's different right now is light skin used to be in back in my day. Now the dark skinned men is back in, and they like a little man with a little weight on them now. So the game has not changed, and we say the same thing over and over, over and over and over. What I'm saying is pull the Band-Aid off. And for these men that's out here running around doing this stuff to the women, it's time for me as a man to hold them accountable. Be a man. Stop being a punk. Be a man. Stop making all these kids. And then sit up here and want the government to take care of them. Don't want to pay child support. Well, you shouldn't have made all them kids. You shouldn't have. But that's what they do. And then they go all the way back to when their daddy wasn't in, and give them an excuse. And I'm just sick of hearing men with excuses. Man up, be a man, and deal with the situation. If you got a bad baby mama, then deal with the bad baby mama. You slept with her. You was bad enough to sleep with her. Be bad enough to deal with the consequences that's coming at you. And I'm just sick of hearing women, no offense to UK or any other women out here, making excuses for these low-life men. They bipolar, they this, they that, they did. It is an excuse. Man
it's,
up.
It's not an excuse.
I could be,
an
I could have an
excuse. It's not a lie. So it's not a lie.
Okay.
That's just my, you have your point. I have my point. Some people may agree wholeheartedly with you. Some may agree with me. So I think everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and I don't feel that I'm making excuses for anybody.
Excuses is this. Men need to man up and be a man and stop.
And I agree with that.
Using all
I
these
agree
excuses
with
why they do this and why they do that and why they do that. Stop. And the women need to close the legs down there and stop looking and stop giving every man an opportunity, because all they're doing is taking your worth down. And if you ain't worth nothing but a Wendy's meal, a 4 for $4, that's all you worth? That's all you want in life? And every now and then a little party? Give me a break. You see it all the time. I see it all the time. And it bothers me.
I do, but
my manhood, my manhood.
You're going into another subject. You're going into another
subject.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. We're talking about marriages. We're not talking. If my husband say, let's go get a 4 for $4, okay, I'm going to get a 4 for $4, even though I don't eat it. But
you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So let's keep it in the marriage, because you're going into the women and the men.
No. Because you know good and well, I know we know some men that cheating, right, they're cheating. They're not only cheating on the aspect in the physical, they're cheating, but they're cheating on the level of what a man is supposed to treat a woman. They're cheating. Now, when I say once a cheat, always a cheat, I believe that wholeheartedly, because if you're going to cheat in that area, you're going to cheat in other areas. And when I say you say you don't do 4 for $4, you're right, you don't. I don't even present it to you because I know it's not right. But I could sit up here and act a ditty and be like, you're going to get this 4 for $4. I don't care. You don't. Who you think you are? You ain't that special. I could do all that. But I know that ain't the person I married. So I'm not going to even trip like that. I'm not going to even put that in, and I'm just using my personal life right now as an example. I'm tired of using my personal life because people are going to come back and want to challenge me on some things. But all what I'm saying is this. When you see a man and two men line up and we talk, two things we look for in it. We want to see where you at. Are you a real man or are you a phony? Real men stand up for their family. Real men is going to be there for their wives. They're not shuckling and dry, I can't wait to get out of the house type mentality. Real men is going to show their boys in the household how to be a man. I may not agree with it, but if that's the way you was taught to be a man, hey, I'm all for it. That's what you do. But all they've been a bunch of punks. That's all they are. They want Father's Day to be all about them. They want the holidays them to wear some, go get some $200 tennis shoes on and walk around and go to school every now and then and show their face, and that's it. And if they do that, they all right. And then you got the mama in the corner somewhere supporting this mess. And then when they do go out and cheat, do what they do, it is what it is. And all I'm trying to say is, in order for marriages to make it, the man who is the head, that scripture, who is the head, has to take full authority. And in that one area, that sacred area, that covenant between him and his wife, sacred, do anything to devour that, then you got to deal with the consequences. And whatever they may be, because I don't know, deal with the consequences. If she wants to bring it up every 10 years or however, you got, because you did that. He did that. Not her. He did that. Or she did it. However, you got to deal with that. And if they decide to forgive you, you don't hear about it no more, then you got a good one. You got a good one. But from my knowledge of being in the church and you know, we ain't got it all together yet. And I'm not going to pretend like I got it all together yet, because I'm a long way from having it together. You can tell by the way I'm talking tonight, I'm a long way from having it together. But as a man, and as a godly man, a God-fearing man, when I look at another man, I'm looking to see, are you a man or are you a wimp? That's all.
All right. So you want to penalize them long term for the decision that they made. So they have the right to bring
nobody.
It up. They have a right to bring it up anytime they feel an inkling. If they want to get an attitude on Tuesday, they can do it, because 3 years ago you did XYZ. So they can bring it up
three
at any time.
Ago,
so it's
if it was fidelity involved. And I'm only talking fidelity. I ain't talking about nothing else.
Right.
If they, however, I've never been, I don't know. But I know women and I know some men who was hurt behind it. And it took a long, long time. And when I say that, that's because that person that they were with, I'm not penalizing nobody, but you cannot sit up here and do something and then expect that the forgiveness of God is going to be so quick and healing, just of a snap of a finger. Okay, I know what the word says, but the reality of the situation,
God
is going to
forgive
hurt.
You. God forgives
stuff
you when you ask
time.
For it, but you're talking about the person, right?
I'm talking about the person. I ain't talking about
okay,
God is going to forgive
okay,
you.
I just want to make sure.
No, God,
okay.
God is going to forgive you, and God will help you in forgiving. But at the same time, that person ain't God. That person is hurting, and that person, and I'm not saying everyone, because everyone is different, so I don't know how people are going to react, but however they do react, they have that right to react, because they're the one that's hurting. It's not me. If a person wants to forgive and don't talk about
they're
it
the one
for the next
in
50
that
years,
situation.
Right, so
right.
Let that be.
So however
but
they
also,
decide to move forward, they move forward based on what they agree upon.
Right. I don't have an issue with that. But what I'm saying is, on more cases than on others, it's always the other way around. It takes a long time to get healing. It takes a long time. You can get the forgiveness, it's easy. I can forgive you, and we can move on. But that hurt is going to be there. That hurt is going to hurt. One thing about hurt. I got a bad back. Some days my back is perfect, but then again, there's certain days my back just hurts. It's because of a car accident I was in. And it was because of a car accident. It wasn't hurting like this before, but because I was in a car accident, minding my own business, sitting at a light at 316, someone rammed me from the back. Now, I got to forgive them. They forgive them. My back still hurt, though. My back still hurt. It's probably going to hurt the rest of my life. So, but there's some people that's been ran from the back.
That's a good analogy.
And that's all what I'm saying is up to that individual. So when you talk about forgiveness, that's the easy part, because we know the Lord
it's
is going
to
forgive.
But again, it's up to that individual and how they proceed with the forgiveness process. That's up to them. It's not like an overnight thing. So it is up to them.
It's
and they may
them,
have reminders, just like those backaches. So It's up to
them.
And
that's all what I'm saying. And that's all what I'm saying. I'm not trying
to
say.
Don't go out lifting stuff, trying to make your back hurt.
Well, no. We ain't going to do that. We ain't trying to lift nothing if I don't have to. But at the same time.
I'm saying that in the same context.
Right. But in that same context that you're saying, it's something that I have to do, twist my back every now and then. So when I feel it, okay, it ain't got nothing to do. The accident been 2 years ago, but I still feel it. All what I'm saying is, and hopefully we can try to help somebody. But on TV and social media, you kept hearing the stuff about Will and Jada, and I just asked my wife, you know, should we talk about infidelity for a minute? And she knows how I feel. I know how she feels about it. And like she said in the very beginning, we're going to end somewhere in the middle. I'm just like this. I'm just a man of my – I try to be the man of my word, especially to the Lord. Before I'm married to my wife, to the Lord. And anything that I do that's not pleasing in the Lord's sight, I know that hurts. But also I know that hurt if I'm not pleasing in my wife's sight as well. And that's you don't want to – no real man want to see their woman hurt. I've seen my wife hurt. And when you see it, that's something that you don't ever want to see again. Not saying I'm not going to mess up. Not saying I'm not going to make no mistake. But there's that one covenant that when I leave here, if the Lord should delay his coming, I can say I was pure to my wife. I didn't say I was perfect. I was pure in certain areas to my wife. And that I hang my hat on. That is what that's what it's all about. My boys, when they see me, I hang my hat. I'm pure to my wife. I may got some other ways. May talk too much in this area. Get on her nerves in that area. And that's fine. That's to be expected. That's between man and wife. We do that. We're not perfect. But in this one area, oh, Derek got it. We're not going outside that pocket. Because if I do, I'm no better than that guy that got 10 minutes. I'm just dirt. Now, do I know the Lord will forgive me? Yes, I do. Now, if I do it, and I said this, and I just want to clarify what I said earlier, the way that she was talking about forgiveness, that gives every man one cheat. I'm talking about weak that's in the Lord thinks that. I'm not a weak man in the Lord. I don't know what, I'm not even on that level. I'm not going to speak about it because that's not going to happen to me. But all what I'm saying is, that as Christians and as Christian men and as Christian couples, we should encourage one another and uplift one another in our relationships because we don't know what no one is going through. We don't know when that trigger is going to strike. And we have to uplift one another. And I thank the Lord that I can surround myself around some real men that, you know, I can do different things to keep my mind on how to keep my wife a queen, to keep my wife pure. And that's what you want to do. You need that alone time. You need that time just for you and your wife. You need that because if you don't, you're going to let the devil come in and mess with your mind. That's why every chance I get, I always have these outrageous things planned. Now, I may not come through on all of them, but some of them do fall into place. But because I have such a creative mind, it keeps my mind occupied on how to keep the queen happy. And if I have to go through loops, this and that, that's what I'm supposed to do. And one of the biggest compliments I get is from my son asking, how do you do that? How can you make her, how do you come up with this stuff? That's what I'm supposed to show them as men. You get one woman, you treat that woman like she is the bomb. And you don't let no one talk bad about it. You don't let you keep that there. That's sacred. And anything that's connected to that woman, her kids, her family, you're right there with them. You're not just, oh, I ain't got to deal with that. That ain't my people. To me, that's a loser. Because what's ever important to the world is important to me. There's a lot of people I don't like. But you wouldn't know it. Because I'm That's my wife's people. I have to be there for her. If the other man show up, I got to be the man. Show them this is how you do stuff. This is how a man handles business. And they just run off, do what they want to do. And that's the kind of stuff that pisses me off. And then I got to sit there and they got to come smile in my face like we got something in common. We ain't got nothing in common. We ain't got nothing. There ain't nothing we can talk about. I don't want to talk about sports. I don't want to talk about it. If you can't be a man, I ain't got no holler for you. So a lot of people think that I'm uppity, arrogant, and whatever. No, I'm just a man. Real men do not hang out with men. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And if you ain't heard it before, you heard it from me tonight. Real men do not hang out with males. And it don't take me all day to tell you if you're a man or a male. And because you got a bunch of kids, don't make you a man. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to leave that alone because that's a whole other subject for a whole other day for a whole lot of other people. But I'm just tired of seeing these women in these broken relationships, in these broken homes, struggling because they don't know their value. And I can see the value in the woman, but they can't see the value in themselves. And if you keep letting these punks run over them and run over them and run over them. And these punks got support from their mom because they was run over by some men. That's all what I'm saying, and that's all. I'm done talking. Hey, go ahead and give your final words so we can get out of here.
Okay. I'm going to give my final words, and I want to share a final scripture as well. So if you've experienced infidelity in your marriage and you decided to forgive that person, I just want you to know that you are truly a strong, resilient, courageous individual. If you called it quits in your relationship because of infidelity, one and done, guess what? You are still a strong, resilient, and courageous individual. So whatever decision that you made or someone else made in their relationship, don't look down your nose at that person. They did what they had to do in their relationship, and their relationship is between them, their spouse, and the Lord. So let them work out their own situation, but be there for them. I want to close with 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. So that's my final thought for this subject. So I'm praying for all the marriages out there. Marriage is not an easy thing, and you got to work at it daily. So I'm praying for all the marriages. And if anybody has been through a situation like this, my heart goes out to you. But God got you. At the end of the day, keep that in mind. God got you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And that's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, before I'm going to say something, then we're going to close. I'm going to let you close out. But I need you to announce that announcement that you announced in the very beginning of our program about that Zoom prayer, if you don't mind doing that. And also, for those that listen to us tonight, I just want to say thank you. D&K Bible Break will be back again next Monday, 7 p.m. I don't know if I'm going to have a fat lip or not, but I'll post it if I do.
Not that kind of party.
We want to thank you. I know, because you know, I call the popo in a minute on you. We want to thank our sponsors, Pizza Hut, The World Caribbean, Brentwood Publishing, Finish Line, and Pepsi, for supporting our shows. Tomorrow night we'll be back at it at 7 p.m. with Bishop Omar Zachary and Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study at 7 p.m. on tomorrow night. With that being said, my wife is going to close this out with one quick announcement about a program coming up, I believe, on Saturday on the 25th. And we'll be back on Monday, same time, 7 p.m., and whatever the Lord puts on our heart to talk about on Monday, and that's what we'll talk about. But don't forget tomorrow night, Praise Tabernacle, Tuesday night Bible study. Bishop Omar Zachary, First Lady Pamela will be on along with Elder, Evangelist, and Deacon to do Bible study tomorrow night. Go ahead, wife.
Amen. All right, so again, this is a Zoom affair that's going to be Saturday, July 25th at 10 a.m. You can go to Zoom.com, download the app, and this is going to be for a Power of Prayer event. So it'll be Sister Georgia Barker, Sonia, Evangelist Sonia Morgan, and Sister Carole Peterson. And the Zoom meeting ID number is 827-457-0120. Again, one more time, 827-457-0120. And the password for this is going to be 592-427. Again, that's 592-427. And this is recognizing and accepting your purpose, Power of Prayer event, Saturday at 10 a.m. Hope to see you there. Amen.
All right. Amen. So, again, we want to thank you all for listening. And with that being said, we are out. This is D&K Bible Break on Chaos Talk Radio, and we'll see you next Monday, same time, 7 p.m. Here we go, Steelers.
Good night. God bless everybody.
Here we go.